Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan on a Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday. Very excited to get on the phone lines. Welcome in Mr. Gus Frerot. A unique perspective here. Gus obviously started for years in Washington, but also a Pittsburgh native. Gus, what's up, man? Thanks for joining us.
Oh.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
What's we up, got you in the bind here, Gus. How you doing,
hey,
brother?
I'm always true to the burgundy and gold. Don't get me wrong.
All right.
To hear that. Of course, Gus, in 5 years as a starter in Washington, threw for 48 touchdowns. Dude, I don't know how much football, like NFL football, you're consuming every Sunday, but is it for you watching how things are changing in Washington pretty damn interesting?
I love it. I've known Dan Quinn for several years, for a long time, since I played in Miami in 05, and I've always kind of watched his career. And I still text him every now and then, and I'm just so excited for him. And even the entire city, it's just been great to get those fans back, to get the stadium back full. And, you know, when people talk about last time they were 7-2 was when I was there. I'm like, wow, that's a long time ago because I'm old.
That's
I'm not
crazy.
As old as B. Mitch, but I'm old.
Gus, I'm still crazy. but think about it, like Dan Quinn, just for fans to understand him a little better, I'm sure they can look at him and see how genuine he is. How would you describe him so the fans could get a better understanding?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. When I was in Miami, he was D-line coach. We would come out for practice. You know, Saban was our head coach. And Dan would just come out in cleats, and he'd run all the drills with the guys. You know, he's one of the guys, basically. He was always easy to get along with, always easy to talk to. And no matter what situation you put him in, he's friendly. He understands what people are going through. And then he can also be tough. You know, I think the experiences he's had as a head coach and a coordinator in this league has taught him some things. And I think a lot of people don't realize how hard it is to be a head coach, because you go from being a coordinator where you're just dealing with your side of the ball, and those are the only things you got to deal with, make sure those guys are playing well, to a head coach. And it's the whole organization now you got to deal with. And as we see year in and year out, there's not a lot of guys that can handle it.
Yeah,
it's interesting. Kind of the consensus builder he is, like just the staff he was able to put together.
Yeah.
And now these guys have, I think in general, pro athletes tend to be a little skeptical of like the overt, we're all in it together, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? But these guys are all in on everything he's pushing. And it's remarkable to watch kind of take hold in a locker room.
I think if you, which you guys obviously would understand, that it starts from the top. We see a team in that division that's not doing very well, and things always start from the top. And I think in Washington, the top hasn't been very good for a long time. And
sure.
So now we got some new leadership and want to care, want to win.
Yeah.
And I think that goes a long way with the rest of the organization. And when you feel like the people that are at the top of the organization have your back, then I think the confidence goes a long way with the team.
You've watched a lot of quarterbacks who played in this league. Looking at the young guy, Jaden Daniels, what are your thoughts on him?
I love him. I think he's just, you know, I don't know why he was watching him. You're saying, why wasn't he the first pick? But I think that takes a lot of pressure off him. I think he's doing well. He sees the field tremendously before the snap. I think that gets him out of a lot of situations. He reads defenses really well. He can move in the pocket. And he can escape. We were watching the game the other day, and I told my sons, man, if I could have ever run even like half of like that, I'm not, you know what I mean? It's just the kid's got a lot of talent. You see the throws he makes. And then when you see the ability to stand in the pocket when teams are running cover zero against him and bringing the house, and he's got to hold that ball an extra second to get it up and throws touchdowns and puts it in the right spot. He's pretty special, and I'm really excited and happy that he's in D.C.
It is neat and fun to kind of watch this unfold. And what Brian and I try to talk about a lot, we're talking with former Redskins quarterback Gus Frerotte here. What B and I keep talking about is, you know, they've really built a team. There's real cohesion. They've got a really good coaching staff. Dan Quinn deserves a lot of credit. Adam Peters deserves a lot of credit. But when you add a dynamic talent at quarterback, everything looks better.
Yeah, I think any team. I mean, you look at the Kansas City. I mean, if they didn't have Mahomes, who knows what they'd be like. But that dude goes out, doesn't matter who's playing receiver or tight end or what lineman they have in or running backs. The changes all the time for him, and he gets the job done. And I think that's what we're looking at. And, you know, as long as you can get the support from the top and those people have the trust in you to let you go out and run the team like you want to run it and be a leader like you've grown up to be as a quarterback, then I think that gives you an unlimited chance to have success. And if you can have good people around him, I'm not saying you have to have every position has to be great, but I just hope the five guys in front of them stay big, strong, fast, and smart, and I think they can go a long way in Washington.
You know, I think that's been the key right there. You know, if any quarterback, if you don't have a good offensive line, somebody can protect you, it's going to be tough. Even if you're a Pat Mahomes, you know, the year you didn't have the good line, they got handled by the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. But when you get a good line and you're a good quarterback, those things work. I think Tyler Biadasz, the center, has been one of the better additions to this team. And talk about the importance of a center, because we always talk about the left tackle, right tackle. The center is more important than either one of them, I think.
Yeah, I mean, my years in Washington, I think I had four different centers. You know, we were always trying to find a different guy John Gesick, Corey Raymer, Jeff Ulinake, you name it. We've had a bunch of guys. And then, you know, you get when I went to Minnesota, even Denver. Denver was Tom Nalen for years, you know, 12 years playing center. In Minnesota, it was Matt Burke playing center. Smart guys, know what to do, can read the defenses, takes a lot of pressure off a quarterback. And I think having a guy on the front line like that, I'll give you an example of when it's hard is when I played in St. Louis and Todd Stussy was our left tackle. He was making all the calls as left tackle for the whole line. Damn. And it's hard to communicate to the right tackle what's happening, right? Just because he was an older guy, a veteran, the center was young.
And if you're on the road, how loud
middle,
it is?
Yeah, you know, when you get down there, you can ask me, I mean, stuff gets kind of drowned out. Even if it's loud, you can hear, you can understand guys' motions. You do it long enough, you understand what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But I think that the guy in the middle that runs the show and is calm, is poised, can do the things you need to do, like doesn't panic if there's, you know, the time's running out and he's got to snap the ball quick. It's not over the quarterback's head. Those kind of things really help.
For sure. And then I don't know what you think of it, because offenses have just changed so much. Like for you talking about that 96 team that did start 7-2, I mean, that was such a run-driven team. I think Terry Allen, what did Terry Allen finish with that year? 21 rushing touchdowns on 350 attempts.
Yeah.
But now, like, the league has obviously changed into so much more of a passing league, and rules have changed that, and it's just different. But what do you think of this Washington offense, which Jaden is so impressive, but it's a little bit of a throwback in that they run the hell out of the football?
You know, I think with Cliff, he learned a lot from his time in the league and head coaches at Arizona. You know, obviously he's smart. He understands how to call plays. And I think he realized, like, okay, when I got a good line and I have a good quarterback, what's the best way to protect them? It's not pass, you know, thinking of the best pass protection. It's a run game. When you have good run game and you can run good play action and give your receivers a chance to get downfield, there's nothing better. B. Mitch can tell you, when you have a good run game, it opens up the whole playing field.
Yeah. I think a lot of people get a little confused by it. Like when you see Tom Brady leading New England to all those Super Bowls, but they ran a damn football effectively. When they had to run it, they ran it. Even Pat with Andy Reid. Andy may not run the ball as much as Belichick would, but Andy will throw you a swing route or a flat route, which is an extension to the running game for them, and they have a lot of success with that because they loosen up a defense, and you can't just – all of a sudden, you creep up, and now we got some speed to go right past you.
Yeah, that's what it is. And you know, a lot of times it's holding those linebackers. If I can – you know, if we're running the ball, I mean, I look at – if you look at Baltimore – you know, they got a monster in the backfield. You know, you run a play action to them, to him, linebackers are stepping up no matter what. They got to come forward because if they're on their heels, they're getting run over. But that gives you an opportunity to get your tight ends down the field, crossing routes, get your receivers open. There's big gaps in the defense. And so I think that they're approaching it the right way, the Commanders are. And if they can keep the run game going, keep healthy up front, then that's going to let Jaden do what he's best at, you know, getting back there, seeing the field, making the right reads, and getting the ball in the playmaker's hands.
For sure. Talking with Gus Frerotte, Redskins quarterback, had a long NFL career, started about 100 games in the NFL, a whole bunch of – that's crazy. I didn't even think about you playing for Nick Saban.
Wow.
If you want to give him a follow, it's a pretty cool Instagram account. You can follow at Gustav12, QB, G-U-S-T-A-V-E. You played in a lot of different spots and learned a lot of different offenses. I wanted to ask a little bit about what you're seeing Pittsburgh run now and just kind of the balls it took for Mike Tomlin to go from Justin Fields. They're winning games and players are happy. They're 4-2 and to make that move to go to Russ Westbrook.
I thought they were going to make that move the whole time. When Russell Wilson got healthy, they were going to put him in because, you know, I don't think there's a better way to get a kid that you want to learn, see if he understands the game, preseason, training camp. Yeah, you're going to get a little bit out of him, but until he gets behind the line in a real game, you're not going to really know what you got. And they were able to see that for 6 games with Justin Fields. And now you bring Russell Wilson in, who they don't need to see that. They've seen his whole career. They understand what he can do. He's won Super Bowls. And now he's back in, he's healthy, he throws a deep ball really well, and now the young kid can sit back and hopefully learn a lot from him. But I think they have a great situation with that two-headed monster, and I can see them running just some kind of packages with Justin Fields because he's such an incredible athlete, you know, and that he's proved to the league that he's not just a runner. He can make the throws as well.
We talk so much about offenses sometimes, they run in like a 2-minute or whatever. Or you get a guy like a Pat Mahomes dictating to a defense. Well, just a couple of weeks ago, we watched Caleb Williams come in and switch plays up. And then all of a sudden, Bobby Wagner switched the defense up. Everything he switched, Bobby switched something to it to be better than what they were. Have you ever been in a game where you had a linebacker or somebody calling everything you knew and it messed with your head a little bit?
Yeah, you know, B. Mitch, when I look back at a lot of our time, there were a lot of coaches that were giving quarterbacks a lot of opportunity to switch calls, you know, because I even think back when Norv was calling plays, and then all of a sudden in the middle of the season, he goes, okay, we're going to do run to run and run to pass, and we haven't practiced it. You know, oh, don't worry, it'll be easy. Then we go out there in the game, and the safeties mess with you a little bit, and you're like, okay, it doesn't look good this way. I want to go switch that way. Then they go back to where they were, and then you're caught, and then your time's running out. I think that, I mean, these experiences that he's getting and still winning games is invaluable, but there are definitely, you know, these captains on the other side of the football. Bobby Wagner's a vet, man. He's been around a long time. He knows, he studies film. He understands that if this kid's changing a play, it's probably because you know, we got a cover two look or whatever. Let's switch it up and make it harder for him. And those kind of little games that gets played during the game, they can make it a lot of fun or they can make it really difficult for a quarterback.
Talking with Gus Frerotte here, Redskins quarterback for 5 seasons. Obviously still watches the burgundy and gold, but played a long time in the NFL. I'm curious. I mean, so you get drafted by Washington in 94. You come in. That scenario was nuts. Seventh rounder. They had just drafted Heath.
He was the better quarterback.
I've heard that on air, off air.
I'm talking about you, Gus.
Right away. Frerotte was the better quarterback. But
he knew how I was in the huddle.
Yeah. I mean, the locker room always knows, right?
Hell yeah.
How difficult was that as a rookie to be in a situation where there's a kind of a golden boy installed?
Yeah, I mean, I was brought up on hard work and just going out and doing the best you can. And then once, you know, I think the biggest thing was he held out for training camp.
Yeah.
And I literally got all his reps. And I got to prove to everybody there that I could play, that I could call plays in a huddle, be a leader. You know, because when you're not the first round pick, you're just coming in. Nobody really knows anything about you. You know, all I knew is when you're in training camp, don't walk through the veterans locker room or something's going to happen to you. I learned that lesson early. And then other than that, you know, just try to go out and you know, do the best I can. I think some of the other things, like the leadership we had on that team between B. Mitch, you know, B. Mitch is going to let you know if you're doing it right or wrong. And then guys like Darryl Green who said, you know, I was taking practice snaps for the defense, right? I'm running scout team. And I'm throwing it to where they have it circled. D. Green comes up to me after practice. What are you doing? I said, telling what the coach is. I'm just trying to make the team. He goes, you're not doing yourself any favors. You're not doing me any favors. I said, well, if I don't do that, they're going to bench me, you know, and I'll never get a chance to play. And he goes, look, I'll talk to him. You come in and you throw it where you think it needs to go. I don't care who's playing, if it's on scout team, if you're running the first team offense, you got to play like it's a game every time. And from that point on, that's what I did. And, you know, when you have veteran people like that around you that are willing to see what you can do and hopefully push you in the right way, then you have opportunities to, you know, go out and do very good things. And, you know, I just feel really lucky. I try to take advantage of every situation that came my way throughout my career.
That is a really, really cool story, dude.
Yeah, I think a lot of coaches keep their roster how they want it by doing that. Hey, throw it right here. Then they never know what you could do, and they can say, oh, I never knew he could play. Nah, but when you start doing what Darryl told Gus to do, now they go, oh, Kale, we got to make some decisions here.
Right. Self-preservation.
It doesn't do a backup or a third-string quarterback any justice doing that, because all of a sudden if he's got to play and he's been throwing it to the wrong places, and you know, you got to go out in the game and throw it to the right places. Sometimes that stuff doesn't compute, and you know, you got to – it's hard for guys. So your brain gets wired a certain way, and especially if you're on scout team, you know. Like, you can't – like, I never wanted to get used to throwing interceptions. I don't care who it was to. If it was our team, it doesn't matter. Like, you have to go out and you want to win and you want to be great. You got to compete at the highest level no matter what.
That's why I ran scout team all the way to year 14. I didn't care.
Yeah, but
I ran hard.
Like,
I ran
want to stand around. You didn't want to stand around. Yeah. Like, I never liked standing around. I love running scout team if I wasn't the starter.
Yeah, I ran hard. I ran hard. I didn't care what they said. But the defense loved it because they want to see a real look. They don't want to see that loafing crap.
No, nobody gets better doing that.
Yep. Nobody gets better doing that. I totally agree with that. I had to follow up on something you said there. When you were a rookie, they had a veterans locker room? There was a separate locker room back then?
Yeah, back in Carlisle, there was the veterans, and then there was a rookie
training lock. Camp.
You want to get your ankles taped to go to the training room, you got to go around the veterans locker room. Everybody knew that.
So what would happen if you walked through? Gus, did we lose you?
Yeah, sorry.
No, all good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
What would happen if you walked through the vets locker room?
Yeah, you just didn't want to. You want to do. I mean, obviously, I don't think that things are the same way anymore. But you know, it was just that's just kind of how it was, and you got to earn that respect to get in there.
Let me ask a different question, B. Mitch. What would happen if a rookie walked through the veterans locker room?
Naughty things. Now we'll tape your legs up.
Would you just grab them and start taping them?
Tape you up. You might get somebody may touch your hair, and your hair may fall out later because it was a hair remover. We did all kind of stuff to people. But it was all about bringing people together, right, Gus?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like meant to ridicule or be divisive. I think it was just a, hey, dude, you want to get in here, you got to earn respect before you can step foot in this place. Yeah,
I get that.
And,
I like it.
It didn't matter. Obviously, I mean, I would have liked to have seen it happen to some first-rounders, but barely did it. But, you know, us seventh-rounders, we had to make sure we knew where we were going.
Dude, totally. I don't think people realize how stacked the deck is, even for draft picks. Like, the GM that drafts the first-rounder has to be proven correct. So they're going to give every opportunity to those first-rounders.
Yep.
You know? Gus, do you have any specific B. Mitch stories from back in the day when you were you guys were five years
just
teammates.
A nice guy.
B. Mitch was an angel. He's quiet, never said anything. He just kept to himself when you were out there.
Real wallflower.
I don't think nobody believed that one.
You know, there's nothing like throwing B. Mitch a short when he's running a flat route. You throw it short at his feet. There's a pretty good stare coming back your way.
You know he's going to get clocked. You're getting ready to get,
as we used to say, double barrels to the eardrums from B. Mitch.
I like it. Gus, thank you for the time, man. This
appreciate you, brother.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Cool.
Gus Frerotte, man. Dude, I remember the year they drafted Shuler and then they drafted Gus. And the Washington Post back then is where you got your information. Mm-hmm. And it was the Washington Post of George Michael. That's like how I got all my Redskins information.
That was it.
And it must have been the second year
and
when
won
they
a
actually
wolf.
Allowed it to be an opportunity. And the Post every day had this graphic of like QB competition, who was up, who was down. And I swear the entire city wanted it to be Gus. Because you had this first rounder who held out, got all the millions of dollars, versus this seventh round grinder that just smiled all the time.
He smiled, and when he stepped in the huddle, you had a calmness and a feeling about it that this dude knows what the hell he's doing. When he stepped in the huddle a lot of times, you're like, is he even calling the play that's in our playbook? He called some stuff one time. I'm like, dude, that's not in the playbook. I'm serious.
I believe it. Jeff Walker's hype song, 140.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
5. B. Mitch and Finley, it's a Scotty's Vodka and Red Bull Friday. Well, guys, we got one more day to wait until we see our Commanders in a tough battle. B, JP.
That was a tough rejoin right
that
there.
That was awful.
I was trying to sound like you a little bit.
Yo.
That was awful.
Here's what I've learned with Jeff.
Jeff.
When he gets to plan it and write it down, it's good. His hype songs are really good. But, like, when he has to just go off the cuff like that, like, when he freestyles, trouble.
Trouble.
I want to go around the NFL just a little bit because we've been all Commanders all day. Busy week in the association. I guess that's basketball. In the, I don't know who they're texting, but they're.
That's my phone. So they going to take a picture flipping me off with my phone?
That's pretty funny. I guess B left his phone in the aquarium. Jeff had to bring it in, and they took a quick selfie, double barrel fingers to B Mitch.
That is kind of messed up because B Mitch bought us chicken. So thank you, B Mitch.
Shout out to B. Shout out to Popeyes.
Call it tough love.
How do we feel about Denton rolling in there and just taking a piece of chicken?
I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I mean, he's our college insider.
We got
kind of quit. We haven't had him in forever.
Yeah, we gotta every once in a while we gotta do our.
Do you want me intimidate him to
charitable contributions every once in a while. So Denton,
shout out to Denton.
Denton's a little weird looking dude though.
Yo, he dresses funny.
Ah, weird as hell.
All right, scale of 1 to 10. Let's go around the NFL, the 1 o'clock Sunday games. Give me a scale of 1 to 10, or Lamphill can provide a sound effect for each of these games. Ready?
All right.
9:30 a.m., live from Germany, Giants-Panthers.
Dusseldorf.
There's a lot of bad games, dude.
Arvid Nugent.
All right, Sunday, 1 o'clock, live from Chicago, Patriots at Bears. Drake May versus Caleb Williams.
The Bears.
What you got, Jeff?
I give it about like a 7 or 8. It's going to be some hype around
it. Out of 10?
Yeah, it's going to be some hype around it. You got the number one versus number three guy, and people are going to tune in for that.
Lamphill?
It's the NFL, yeah. They're going to tune in.
Yeah, they tune in for everything.
Bah.
I don't think 2-7 Patriots versus 4-4 Bears, you give that an 8 out of 10?
I would rather see the Patriots.
What are you going to give Commander Steelers, a 15?
Yes.
It's out of 10.
Yes. Because
I don't know if you understand how the scale works.
No, I know how it works, but sometimes.
I know you know how scales work, but not this scale.
Sometimes you got to break the scale. But all I'm saying is, me personally, I would rather wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning and see the Patriots versus the Bears than the Giants.
I'll be honest with you. If it's football on at 9, I'll watch any of it.
I'll leave it on. I'm going to be getting ready, and it's going to be on. We are all football addicts. They can give us the worst possible product, and we still slurp it right up. All right. Decent game. Sunday, 1 o'clock, live in Indianapolis. Buffalo Bills taking on the Colts.
Buffalo Bills taking on the Colts?
Yeah. What's your reaction? So far, you've said Dusseldorf.
Yeehaw.
Now you're making donkey noises.
Yeah, Cowboys ride horses. Colts is a horse, but I'm saying they're all donkeys.
Okay.
It's either going to be a blowout or a close game.
And I think that's wild, boy. That's really saying that's a lot right there.
Hard-hitting analysis.
Let me finish. I'm just saying, but I think it's going to lean towards more of a blowout, so I don't think it's going to be a good game.
Okay.
Jeff says it's either going to be a blowout or a close game. What do you say, Bills, Colts?
I was giddy like a schoolgirl.
Lanville, sound effects are the best. This is a dog right here. Going live to northeastern Florida, the Minnesota Vikings taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah. Blowout
Vikings,
again.
Jaguars. Oh, yeah. Vikings should beat them.
There's a lot of bad.
But that is a game, though. You look at some days, guys get just like we were saying, they're going to blow them out. And then that game come up, and Jacksonville washes them.
Minnesota's playing really good defense. Team defense, they've got some players that are really standing out. Brian, Minnesota remains with Sam Darnold at quarterback. How much do you trust the Minnesota Vikings, B?
To, like, win that game?
To win. They're 6-2. They're one of the best teams in football.
To beat Jacksonville, I'll take Jeff Landry.
Big picture.
I don't trust him a lot. I don't trust Sam Darnold a lot.
Jeff, do you trust the Vikings? Does defense win?
Jeff is in there signing the football.
I trust the Vikings to beat the Jaguars.
What about big picture? Vikings. January hopes.
Nah.
Landfield, what do you have on Sam Darnold and the Vikings?
I feel impending doom coming for all of us.
All right. Sunday, November 10th, 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock local kick. This is an oddly early game for two Western ish teams. Denver Broncos go to Arrowhead to take on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City gonna kill them.
Division games, man.
I don't care. You just said
I think KC's gonna win.
You just said Denver are frauds.
I do think Denver are frauds.
And you think Kansas City is not gonna expose that?
Kansas City hasn't really been blowing people out.
They are 8-0. Who gives a damn?
Sure, but you're saying they're gonna blow them out.
What's the line?
Let's find out.
-7.
You laying it?
I'll take KC with it.
All right. I'm pulling it up.
7.5.
Broncos are 7.5-point underdogs. I mean, Ahmet probably won't let me put in.
I can't wait.
I kind of want to put the Broncos in now for the weekend parlay. I imagine you all don't want me to do that.
If you do it, they'll lose it.
The last one I wanted was the Browns. You guys wouldn't let me in. They won outright. Landfield, do you have a sound effect for Broncos Chiefs in Kansas City?
I mean, just bury my ass with that.
Yeah, big old
Jeff,
grave.
Did you have any in-depth analysis to offer on this Kansas City-Denver game?
Nah, I'm good.
Appreciate that. All right. nobody thinks the home team has a chance. 12 o'clock local start. Atlanta Falcons going to face the New Orleans Saints, Brian.
Have you been watching the Saints?
They're bad.
And now their best cornerback is here.
He's here. He hasn't played
and
there in a
couple they've been
weeks.
Giving up points already, right?
Yeah. He's missed a couple games for them, but yes.
Yeah. I can see things not going well.
You think it's a runaway?
I don't know, but like, you know, Kirk getting those games where teams are not that good, and that's when you have his heroic days with 500 yards passing, 400 yards passing.
It's hard to buy much into the Saints when last week they lost to the Panthers.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I think the Saints used to have the advantage because that people go down there and eat all that good food, get sluggish. I think the Saints eating too much food now.
B, do you remember when the Saints started 2-0 and were kind of the talk of the NFL? Because they averaged 45 the first two games.
They were the talk of Louisiana and other people. I was like, I don't know. We never bought so totally in on Carr.
No, I don't think he's very good. They've lost 7 in a row. At some point, does the worm turn? Landfill, you got a sound effect for me.
So we're doomed.
Pretty simple. all right, we got one more 1 o'clock before we get to Washington. Niners-Bucks. I think this is a pretty good game.
I think it's a good game.
That's a good game.
This is
now, the thing that troubles me a little bit with the Bucks, both of your top receivers, and you're playing against that defense? They have some injuries too, but still, that defense is good. But I still feel that they could play, the Bucks can be there within 6.5. 6, whatever it is.
You took the Bucks. I wanted to.
No, you're slow. You got to get a little faster.
I am slow.
Then the old man beat you.
That's accurate. Landfill, you got a sound effect for Niners traveling to Tampa, Florida to play the Bucks.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
That's the only reason I really took them, because they're traveling from San Fran to Tampa.
I get it.
And people.
What do you think McCaffrey will provide this weekend?
They're going to listen. I don't care if he's in his first game back or his 10th game. You're going to give him some respect. But as I always say, he had an Achilles thing, right?
Yeah.
Watch him in pregame. If I'm a defensive player, I'm watching his every move. I'm going to see.
All right, the last Sunday 1 o'clock game, Commanders-Steelers. Landfill, do you have a sound effect, please?
Zaza Pachulia!
When we come back, let's make some bets. You get to hear Jeff's hype song, Week 10, talking to his little bro. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The NBA is back, and FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action. And right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to make every moment more this season. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. After 3 month free trial, the full price of League Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel anytime. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm trying to make it really awkward on the radio.
on. Ooh. Song's a banger, Jeff. You should have made this one. How much money do you think he's made on just this song? How does that work?
At least 60 or 70 bucks.
I'd go over. I got him at, this song has made him $2 million.
More than that.
It's a banger. Awesome show today. Thank you to Gus Frerotte for joining us. Thank you to Governor Wes Moore.
Yes.
A lot of fun calls there on Ask Me Mitch Anything. And we did come up with a new show rule. We're not taking any more Jamin Davis questions. As we kind of get into the weekend here, everybody got a score final prediction, Commanders Steelers. Jeff, I don't want to give away your secrets, but the Jeff Walker analysis it'll either be a blowout or a close game. Yeah, Jeff, what do you got?
That's a great one.
I got us winning by 2 touchdowns, 28-14. Let's go, Commanders.
Wow.
There we go.
And you're tailgating, right? Where can people find you, Jeffrey?
I'll be at Gate A on the turf. Come through. Let's have a good time.
There you go. If you need some more Commanders content, you can check out All Ears is on YouTube. And I'll have my show on Monumental. B, what time is your pregame show on YouTube?
12.
High noon. This joint's going to be rocking. I think, seriously, for Commanders fans, get in early. I know you want to shotgun one last beer in the parking lot. Get in there like 12:30, 12:45, because the Steelers fans will be there early. Landfill, what's your prediction this weekend?
I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be actually a little low scoring, you know, like kind of low 20s. I think it'll be some weirdness. I'm going to go 22 Commanders, 20 Steelers.
Why weirdness?
Ooh, I like it.
I feel like the Steelers have weirdness going on frequently in their games.
They have weirdness because they could, like, get a safety.
Yeah.
What you got, B?
23-17 Commanders.
Good guys?
Yeah.
If they win this thing, this starts to get really
fun. Yeah, I want to have some excitement again like I did the last time we went home.
The Hail Mary?
I don't want to see the Hail Mary, but
I don't know if I can handle another Hail Mary.
Let the fandom loose again.
So the line is 3, maybe 2.5, depending where you shop. Looks like holding pretty steady there, though. The total's 45, 44.5. Kind of an interestingly low total for two teams that have been scoring pretty well.
Yeah.
I may be proven incorrect.
But what's been happening, those defenses have been playing better too.
Sure. I may be proven incorrect. I don't think Pittsburgh could keep up with Washington's offense. And I think they're going to be able to move the ball. I think their efficiency numbers are real, and they will continue to be in good down and distance, and that just allows Jaden to make plays. I like Washington to win this thing 27-23. Bang. There you have it. Jeff, get the people hyped for the game. Grant and Danny coming up next.
This the interlude. Let's talk to little bro.
Y'all remember my little brother? Listen to the conversation now.
Yo, big bro, I really can't believe it. We're really doing good this season. To think I thought about leaving. Man, I'm glad I kept believing.
I respond.
Bro, I absolutely get it. It's hard to see the light from the era we were living. But now, this is where the franchise pivot. You gotta let your chef cook when he in that kitchen. Time and time it said that man Adams on the mission. He perfect from the field, every move he made hit. From Bobby to the kicker.
You think we can beat the Steelers?
Man, I know we gon' get them. Old man Russ or Justin can't deliver. Let on judge so you know it's slim pickings. Even if he open, they won't have time to hit him.
Man, but what about TJ? Why is the beast? Do you really think Jaden can handle the heat?
He can run, he can pass, he is the total package. Boy, do you listen to the lyrics I be rapping? It's a reason every week that he picked as a captain. Every time he hit the field, Jaden make it happen.
Nah, for real though. What about the playoffs? What about the bowl?
Whoa, 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 little bro, slow your roll. It's only week 10, it's still a long road. Got the Steelers this week. Philly on the road, and then we come back and play Dallas at home.
Well, big bro, I'ma speak until existence. You the one that told me stay optimistic. Left hand up.
You do listen.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.